From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An upcoming meeting on the situation and crisis in Ukraine. The leaders of Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany spoke by phone today about a German-French peace plan to end the fighting in Ukraine, and will meet Wednesday in the Belarus capital of Minsk to continue working on the crisis. This at the conclusion of a security conference in Munich, where it was noted there sizable gaps remain between the U.S. and European view of the events in Ukraine. VOA's Pam Dawkins has details.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko spoke of a spiraling tragedy in his country as he held up what he said were passports and military IDs of Russian soldiers and officers that were confiscated in Ukraine.
This is the best evidence for the aggression and for the presence of Russian troops.
Fighting in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine surged about a week ago following a breakdown in peace talks, despite of the passports Mr. Poroshenko displayed and other reports of direct Russian intervention. Moscow denies all accusations that it has been providing direct support to Ukraine's separatist rebels during the past year. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Munich.
Nigeria is postponing the February 14th presidential election 6 weeks due to security concerns related to the Boko Haram insurgency. The head of the country's Independent National Electoral Commission told a news conference Saturday the election must be pushed back to protect voters and assure the election will be free, fair, and credible. Boko Haram militants control large parts of northeastern Nigeria. Experts say conducting a peaceful vote in those areas would likely be impossible. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he favors reaching a nuclear deal with world powers as long as the pact does not go against the best interests of the Islamic nation. This is VOA News. Baghdad's decade-old curfew has ended just hours after a series of bombs killed at least 37 people and wounded scores of others. The nighttime curfew was originally put in place in the capital in an attempt to reduce violence and kidnappings. In another development on Saturday, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi met with U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State John Kerry in Munich, where U.S. officials say they discussed efforts to fight the Islamic State and talked about the importance of a whole-of-government approach to provide sound local governance, reconstruction, and economic opportunity in areas liberated from the group. Jordanian fighter jets struck Islamic State targets for a third straight day Saturday as the militants claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American hostage remain unconfirmed. Jordan launched the raids to avenge the killing of a Jordanian pilot the Islamic State group captured in Syria in December. The United Arab Emirates said Saturday it ordered a squadron of F-16 fighter jets to help Jordan with the airstrikes. Both Jordan and the UAE are part of the U.S.-led coalition attacking the militants in their captured territory in Iraq and Syria. Here in Washington, President Obama says the United States must always resist the urge to overreach when it comes to getting involved in global crises. Mr. Obama says America leads from a position of strength, making the comment as he released a new document outlining his national security strategy. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice echoed some of the president's points during a speech in Washington at the Brookings Institution.
Fundamentally, it's a strategy to strengthen the foundations of America's power, political, economic, and military, and to sustain American leadership in this new century, so that we can surmount the challenges of today and capture the opportunities of tomorrow.
The security document makes no major policy changes, but clarifies the U.S. approach to a number of challenges, from the fight against Islamic State militants to Russian actions in Ukraine to the rise of China. Some Republican lawmakers have criticized Mr. Obama for what they say is an inadequate response to global threats, including those imposed by the IS group and the Ukraine conflict. Yemen's Gulf neighbors denounced the Shiite rebel takeover of the country as a coup Saturday, as thousands of Yemenis took to the streets to protest the power grab. The Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, led by the Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, labeled the Houthi rebels' actions as an unacceptable escalation, which they say threatens the country's stability and security. Rebel leader Abdel Malak al-Houthi, however, defended his takeover in a speech Saturday, saying it filled a political vacuum and was in the interest of the Yemeni people. The Houthis swept into the Yemeni capital in September and seized the presidential palace last month. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.